Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome, welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast where we've just been having such a giggle over just random cheerful chats.
just a few cheerful chats before the podcast. The best moment was, oh, the neighbours. This was Jules. Oh, I can see the neighbours. They're having a light lunch. They're having a light lunch in the garden. I love that it was light, nothing too heavy, nothing too, you know, nothing too involved at this
not
time of year.
Not a sourdough in sight over there, but.
Just something light, just using up a few bits from the fridge, you know.
Refreshments.
Oh God, I've got to tell you this. I had this real moment this morning because, as you know, right, I mean, Portslade crew, I don't feel like I've fully explained this. I am a very, very paranoid dog owner, okay? And Jules will testify, every time I see him, I'm like, I think this is wrong with her. I think she's got this wrong with her. There's nothing in the world wrong with Peggy, right? But constantly, I'm like, is she okay? This morning, I was like, oh my God, there's something wrong with her fur. I think she's got a skin thing. And then I realised, I'd been eating toast over her and it was toast crumbs. It was toast crumbs all down her back. I was like, oh, sorry, Peggy. I was holding her. I was like, oh my God, we're going to have to take her in like this. Oh,
your seeded sensation batch.
Yeah, that was it. But also, we have got to get her nails clipped. She's like a tap dancer around the house. You can really hear her skit-skaddling around.
Oh, bless her.
I know. Well, I rang the vet and they're like, no, we're not doing it because of COVID. So now I've got to go up to, you know, Angela's dog grooming up the road and try and find, because I'm not doing it myself. And I know there'll be Portslade crew members who are like, why don't you just do it? No, I couldn't do that. That's too much for me.
Sarah, if you think that I do Willow's manis, you've got another thing coming. I don't have time to wash our dog. Like,
no
chance. She goes in, she has the full spa experience. Did I talk about this on the podcast the other week, how I picked her up and they were like, she's had a blueberry facial. I was like, I was like, what?
Can I have one?
Yeah. She's like, she's had a blueberry facial and a deep coconut shampoo. I was like, God, it sounds amazing.
Do you know, we did wash Peggy. We washed her the other night. She's like a new dog. We were like, oh my God, we should definitely have done this. We should have done this much sooner. Honestly, she looks brand new. I was like, oh my God, how dirty was she? Like, we definitely should have washed her before now. Bless her. But now, I've got to ask, because I know it's on the minds.
If you're
going to
ask me about the cumin cheese, no. It is. It's still not here.
No.
UPS are literally blacklisted. I don't even know if they dare open the front gate. Yeah. Like, that's where I think they are.
Are you serious? Nothing. And is it still in transit?
I wouldn't joke about this.
No.
I wouldn't joke about something as serious as this. Yeah, it's still in transit. Every time, you know, it goes, today was the delivery of my new electric toothbrush. Thanks so much, gifted babes. No sign of the cumin cheese. No sign of those 36 length jeans from the Netherlands. Standard Dutch fit.
What? Was your toothbrush delivered by UPS?
I did have something delivered by UPS earlier in the week, which was a bit of a scold. I saw it pull up and I was like, Oh, no.
I am staggered. I am staggered. Because we know it's on UK soil. Well, do we, though? Would you believe a word they said at this stage?
Sarah, at this stage, during a pandemic, I don't believe a word anyone says.
Everyone's lying.
I'm like, everyone has got a conspiracy. Everyone has got something going on behind closed doors. I'm done with it. So look, that's where we are now. Yeah. That's really
what's been going on. Weeks.
Months. We're moving into months territory.
Are we really?
I've started to laugh.
Well, you've got to.
Which felt a bit... It felt a bit jumping the gun at one point when I started to laugh. I was like,
it's too soon.
Oh, no. We're not there yet. So, yeah, I mean, I've been inserting lots of like dairy style cheese upon arrival. What will the cheese look like when it arrives? Yeah. You know, is it going to look more like a cauliflower house? Is going to have branched out? Yeah. I wonder if the jeans will still be there. Some bits go down well, some bits, majority go down like lead in the ocean, which
I imagine,
you know.
I imagine you really have to pick your moment with when to joke about the parcel not being there and when to really console, actually.
When to really get stuck in.
So I had to send the trainers back through UPS that I mentioned. And I
Your
really,
children's trainers.
I got, yeah, the toddler trainers that I'd ordered for myself. So first of all, I had to go to an access point, which was a funny little shop, actually. It was very you, because I went in, and you know when you're not sure if you've got the right place. Anyway, I went in and I had to go sort of down a bit of a corridor, and there was two shops on the left. One of them was proper... psychic readings, voodoos, spirit medicines. I mean, it was you looked in, honestly, you've transported to another world.
Oh, I'm so into psychic tarot, any of that medium that's just in the most random place.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that there. I mean, that's obviously how they work. You know, this is a sign, it's here.
Well, he's doing exorcisms and he's doing UPS parcels out the back. Like, sure.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do. So I had to go past him with all his, you could hear the music playing. I nearly bobbed in, honestly. It took everything I had not
made
to go.
Made a day of it.
While I'm here. Yes, I will have my palm read. Thanks very much. Anyway, I went through to the back and I gave him the parcel that I had I'd taped up with my bright pink. I don't know if I told you about this. When I was selling the mugs, which I'm still selling, by the way, but now they come from somewhere else. So if you buy a mug off me, first of all, thanks so much. But it gets, I order it and then it goes from them to you, because I quickly realised me packing mugs on my own at home is not the way. But what I ordered at that time was a lot of packing tape, which was pink. To send all of the mugs at that time, I think I needed about half a roll. I bought 6 rolls. So I'm still getting through that bright pink parcel tape, which is what it was done up with. Anyway, I gave him it over the counter and he was like, where's the invoices? I said, pardon.
God.
He said, you've got to send it because it's going to Europe now. He said, you need the 3 invoices. Well, I printed everything off. I said, they're inside. Well, he could see I was struggling to get the pink parcel tape off. And he just went, give it here, like this. He repacked it. He had those little, you know, the little windows that you put your documents in and then you stick to the parcel. He did all that for me. He couldn't have been nicer. And I didn't even have a pound to tip him for all his trouble. But I thought, this is classic UPS. This has got UPS written all over it with my pink parcel tape not good enough.
No, no. Well, thank you so much for sharing that insightful story, that moment of your life. Something that's really come apparent at the moment in our world is, obviously, now in the UK, we are allowed at the time of recording to have people in our gardens.
Dans le jardin.
We're allowed to socialise in the garden. Now, I would like to highlight, and Sarah, you may or may not engage in this comment, but I'm saying it. On the NHS advert, I do really appreciate what they're saying, don't go inside the house. I fully get that. What I really enjoy at the moment, and if you have seen it, Portslade crew, you'll know, is that she's in a sequin. It's spring. It's spring. A very reflective garment, I thought, of a choice. I was like, I don't know who's styled this video, but I don't know anyone who'd wear a sequin at this time of year with a parka. I was like, okay, sure.
I'm here for it. She's been wanting to wear that top for a year.
I was like, I hope that on their style boards for doing that advert, she's been sick of not being able to wear her wardrobe. She's doing the lot.
But she's got a coat on because it is still a bit nippy. Good. Yeah.
But something that's really come into the light is, I mean, you've been to our house, Sarah. It is a house for entertaining, for people coming for retreats, for escapism, for hideouts, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
But because all the attention is dans le jardin, there's been lots of internal pressure between Dutch and I about the state of the garden and whose shoulders it lies upon. Now, I do have a rule that I'm strictly indoors and Dutch's responsibility lies on the other side of the door. However, the lawn needed mowing, and for the second time during our stay here, I took to mowing the lawn. Now, I vowed the last time at mowing the lawn that I wouldn't be doing that again, and this was not a job that I was interested in. Yet, I found myself pulling that petrol lever, releasing the gauge, and pushing that damn thing across the lawn.
Sure.
I want to say my skills have improved. They have drastically improved. Good. Now, the thing is,
it looks like Wimbledon.
Yeah, I mean, talk about peacock toperies. Now, the lawn at the back, very hidden. We've got the lawn at the back, but we've got the lawns at the front of the house, plural, because the steps go up to the house in between the lawns.
Yeah.
They are very, very tricky to mow. Mm. And obviously, at the front of the house, people walk past and the neighbours overlook. So pressure is high.
Yeah.
For you know, you want a good quality mow. You want it cut around the edges neatly. And also, you don't want to fall off the wall. Because where the wall goes, our house is at the end of like a row of houses.
Oh, it could be a horrible fall.
Street. It's on the corner, so the wall is there. So as you're turning the mower, pirouette is a word that I'm leaning to.
Do you know what? The word I'm leaning to is gardener here. This is seems, you know, why are you
People
having...
don't want to do it. People don't want to do it. I'm on the hunt for literally a gardener who weeds, trims, moves bags of things. I don't need landscaping. I don't need things building. That's what they want. That's where the money is. I need someone every week who's just going to keep this shipshape and shiny.
Yeah.
But where are they?
Facebook. Got to get on that Facebook group, that local Facebook group. Mm. You need retiree Jim, who's got a lot of time on his hands, nothing he loves more than pottering around in the garden.
I don't need a pensioner slipping a disc in the lawn. I don't need a blame and claim. I need some whippet. I need a young person. A Liberace pool boy. That's what we're after. God.
Well, they don't want to do it. They want to be on TikTok. They're not interested in weeding.
Oh, God.
They just want global fame for sitting in their bedrooms. I'm telling you, you need to look to the over 60s. That's where you'll find your man.
Rattling around.
Absolutely.
Right.
But well done. Well done for doing it and for mowing it. And I hope that you made a big fuss a really big fuss about the fact that you did it, that it was done by you.
The work that was put in into the garden by Dutch. Dutch has actually created, and I must actually sing these praises because I do know that Portslade crew are a fan of Dutch's romantic antics. Dutch has planted me a flower picking garden. Oh. And he's put all my favourite flowers at the front so I can see it from the house.
That's very, very sweet. That's lovely.
So, you know, me mowing about trimming the edges of our lawn.
The irony of you admiring the flowers and as you bend down to get a closer look, tipping over and falling into the pavement, over the wall and into the pavement. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Now, listen, will we do a bit of correspondence?
Oh, my gosh, let's.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, better get 30, better get 20, 20, 20, better get 20, 20, better get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, this is great. I've got one here in the Facebook from Kayla Van Osten. Now, Kayla, that sounds like a Dutch name. I'm just going to say. So, hello. Hello to you. I was going to say hello in Dutch, and then hello in Dutch is like, hi. Over the weekend, I bought Portslade, my first time ever trying it, and decided it was only right to listen to the new podcast episode while eating it. She wanted the full 360 experience. You can blame her.
The full Heston Blumenthal.
Good news is I loved it. The cheese and the new episode. I think I've peaked.
Oh, well, that's lovely.
And underneath, there's another one from Jessica Cook, who's like, any suggestions of how to get rid of mice?
Do you know, I think we've got moths. I thought of Sheila, and then I thought of, who was it? Was it Jane Seymour with the tapestry?
Yeah, the releasing the bees.
Yes. I thought of them. They don't appear to be eating anything currently at the time of recording, but they are hanging around, very, very small. They're the colour of straw, and they are bobbing around a lot. Oh my gosh, also in the Portslade crew Facebook group, which please, even if you're only a fleeting listener, even if you only listen now and again, get in the Facebook group because it's just full of, it's continuous joy, back
it's
to back.
It's so funny.
This is from lovely Anna Main. Just listen to the Lost in Translation nibble and about the walking dinners. Was anyone else delighted rather than appalled by this idea? It brought to mind some kind of nosebag situation, which really I've been waiting for my whole life. Obviously not the level of chic Jules is looking for his wedding, but perhaps for a casual garden gathering, perhaps. And then this is from Jasmine Fremdehack, which is sensational. Listening to the podcast, as I am extremely mentally tired of work. I mean, speaking for the nation there, Jasmine. I feel seen. Listening to Jules' bouquet to his mum, Elton John's kind of flowers, and Sarah's bird pooing on her face. How can their podcast relax you like that? Yes, absolutely. Tales of birds pooing across my face. How lovely. Oh my gosh, get in the Facebook group. Honestly, please, we need a laugh more than we ever, ever have. We really, really do. So get in the Portslough Crew Facebook group. It is just called The Portslough Crew. It's private. What goes on in the group stays in the group, but we would love, love to have you. Now, how are Sheila and Ken?
Sheila and Ken, there has been some great news. Their house is closer to completion than they thought, and their time at the equestrian centre has come down. They've had two incidents happen. So first incident was, more of an update. Ken got a bit flustered when we talked about the receptionist Tracy on the podcast, and he was like, what if Tracy listens? She was like, you didn't get a name, you didn't change a name, her name is actually Tracy. And I was like, Ken, I can guarantee she won't be listening to this.
By the
sounds of it, she sounds like she's happy with Smooth FM and she ain't moving from
No, she's very loyal. She knows the text number off by heart.
So he said that because it's been a bank holiday this week, obviously Tracy came back to work on Tuesday, but Dad was like, it was hilarious because she was in Monday's outfit. she'd had a weekend and she'd come back. Well, no, she'd gone back. Her back to work on a Monday morning outfit is, you know, she wears the tailored trousers on a Monday and then she does a jumpsuit on a Tuesday, which Ken had noticed, or as he calls it, a dress with legs. But she'd done her work trousers on Tuesday, which had completely thrown Dad. And I said, obviously, Tracy hasn't got...
Yeah.
She's not got any time for changes in, like, routine. No chance.
Bank holiday. She wouldn't know whether she was coming or going. She needs those trousers to tell her what day it is.
So then what's happened is they've noticed there'd been a new couple that had moved in to one of the cottages. And obviously, Ken and Sheila had been heavily piecing together what was going on there.
What's the story?
They had decided that it was some sort of sordid illicit affair, and they were meeting, and they were like something's happened at the start of lockdown. They've both left their partners. They've ended up together. Now they're on the run. I was like, you have got way too much time on the hands.
They're just having a week with the horses. That's all they do.
So they'd run into them on a walk. And the couple had said, oh, you know, we don't really know where we're going. We don't know it round here. And Ken was like, well, how are you at reading maps? Have you got, you know, I've got a spare ordnance survey map. And they were like, oh, no. We don't know how to, we're not map readers. We just follow the path. So just to paint a scene, Ken carries binoculars with him, not only for birding, but to look for footpath signs in the distance. So you know that you're walking in the right direction.
He's very,
very organised. There's a compass round the neck. There's a paper map in case the phone dies of battery. Ken is like on it. Anyway, Ken had said, well, there's a lovely walk just down here. You carry on, turn left at this field, right at this field. It's on for a couple. It does a lovely loop round and you'll be back in time for tea. Anyway, at the time when I was speaking to them, Dad was like, we've not seen them since.
They left on Tuesday lunchtime.
Dad was like, well, we saw them early this morning thinking they'd be back. They're not back. They are not back. They've got themselves in a real fluster about everything.
God.
I spoke to them the next morning. I said, did that couple turn up? And she said, your dad heard the TV in their house this morning.
God.
So they're back. They're back. But you can see Dad being like, oh, countdown's on, they're back.
They're half starved. They've got bedraggled clothes.
So, what's that film, The Reverend? Have you seen it? Where he has to sleep in the horse.
They had to fight off wolves and a bear, but...
turning up looking like they've got head to toe shearling off, they've been through SAS training.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Oh my gosh, brilliant.
speaking of SAS training, how is June?
Oh god, I always remember, in fact, June watched The Revenant. You like this? June watched The Revenant and obviously it was Oscar nominated. And at one point, Mum made the suggestion that perhaps the bear had been Oscar nominated. And Mum was like, my dad was like, what? He's like, not the bear. Leonardo DiCaprio. It was I don't quite know how that came about. It was a very funny miscommunication moment. But also, June's the sort of person, having watched The Revenant, that felt sorry for the bear. That's who June really felt for the bear. Not Leo crawling along. No, Mum would have been like, that poor bear. Oh my gosh, June. So really, the only real thing to report about June this week is that June has advice following the mattress discussion. Now, you'll remember we discussed mattresses yeah, on the podcast. Any news from your end about the half and half? I have thought of you.
No, this is the thing. We are waiting for shops to reopen.
Sure.
So our whole renovation, the soft furnishings, the gentle touches, it's all in limbo. It's all literally waiting. The moment those shops open, it'll be the Von Bevelos off.
Yeah, in. Straight in, bouncing. 9:10, they've only been open. You two bouncing on a mattress.
We've had a horrible lockdown.
Yes.
How did you sleep? Not at all.
This is what June said. You should only buy... I don't know where she's had this from, incidentally. I don't know where this has come from.
Good housekeeping.
You should only buy a firm mattress if you sleep on your back, she says. Memory foam is best for front sleepers. Side medium soft, so your hips and shoulders... It's auto-corrected her. So it says, so your shoulders and hips dink a little. She means sink. If you're a front or back sleeper, have a slim pillow. Sides need deeper pillows to support the neck. So once again...
I'm a side sleeper, Dutch. Oh, we're both side sleepers. And then we go onto our back when we wake up. That's what happens.
Yes, yeah, I'm the same. I'm exactly the same. I would always sleep on my side. Also, I don't know when I started doing this, but I will put one leg up at a right angle, like an L.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, the under leg will be straight and the top leg will
come out.
On
your back?
On my side.
See, no, I do that on my back. If I'm on my back, I bend one of my legs and
up.
Have one leg under the other. No, not up. How terrifying. No. Just to the side, which is inconvenient for Dutch, but there we go.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it's not great for John either, this end with my huge right angle knee coming out and sticking in his back. Oh my gosh. Will we do a bit of news from the north?
This one comes from the NottinghamEveningPost.com. Singleton on worst date ever.
Oh, dear.
Ends up in river saving would-be suitor's drowning dog.
Why? Okay, yeah, now I'm not going to ask any questions. Go on.
Subtitle. Mum of two, Lizzie Johnson, was stuck for 5 minutes while her date made useless suggestions on the sidelines. A singleton claims she had the worst date ever after a socially distanced walk with a man from Tinder turned into a rescue mission and she ended up in a river saving his drowning dog while he just stood there. Lizzie Johnson met a man online with a cute boxer dog and suggested going for a stroll along the River Mole in Walton-on-Thames, Surrey. But just as he said the dog had never seen water before, the excited pup dived in.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, why would you take your dog along a river if your dog has never seen water before? The 37-year-old claims that while the owner was too busy flapping, she darted down the steep and slippery bank to retrieve the dog, but managed to slip straight into the water.
Oh, no.
The mother of two was stuck for 5 minutes and was at one point chest deep while the man made useless suggestions from the sidelines, but she eventually clambered out unscathed. A soaking Lizzie and the pair made the awkward 10-minute trek back to the car and parted ways. But luckily, he wasn't her cup of tea, and she said he looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. just a bad day going from bad to worse, isn't it? She has since vowed to stick to more conventional dates from her from here on, and captured some hilarious footage that shows her narrating the ordeal whilst revealing her damp and muddy clothes. Lizzie of Walton-on-Thames, Surrey, said, "It was possibly the worst date ever. Maybe because I wasn't feeling him as well. It just wasn't great. It was my first socially distanced kind of date, and I'm just going to wait until things resume so I can be taken out for a nice glass of wine. Best. God walks her out of the picture for now."
Yes.
The funny thing is, I'm on Tinder and Bumble having a look, and if they've got a dog, I'm like, "No, Lizzie, don't do it. Don't do it. Swipe left." I've just seen an incredible picture of Lizzie where she is covered in mud. "I definitely saw the funny side to it. I'm proud that I saved the dog before thinking about my phone and keys like him. All my friends were like, it could only happen to you, Lizzie. I have no luck with dating, and I just thought I'd share it." The mother of two said that she didn't know if her maternal instinct, being an animal lover, or her training to save everybody as a flight attendant that propelled her down the bank. But she had to save that dog. She was also pointing out emergency exits on her way back.
She was also manoeuvring a trolley and asking if anyone wanted duty free.
Chicken or beef, was it, madam? Whoa. Lizzie didn't even part with her phone or keys before making the descent, but luckily she threw them on the walkway soon after she slipped, as eventually she ended up in water about 4'5" deep.
Good Lord.
Gosh. Lizzie said, "As the dog jumped in, he just panicked and was like, oh my God, my dog's never been in water before. Oh my God. I had to pull the dog out because the owner was too busy flapping. I pushed the dog out and he was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I was like, don't worry. You just keep the dog out of the river." He said, "Here, hold on to the leaves and I'll pull you out." And I was like, that was the most ridiculous idea ever. That's not going to work. He was like, "Here, hold my hand. This is great journalism." He was like, "Here, hold my hand." But I said, "No, you're going to fall in. It was so muddy, slippery." And I was like, "Let me just think about this." And really, we're going to go into all the detail. I took a step to the left in the bank and went even deeper below my boobs. So I had to work out how to get out from there. I was wearing mini heeled boots. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was wearing mini-heeled boots, so luckily I had some grip and I managed to get my leg quite high up above the water and hook onto a twig, and I dug my hands into the bank to find something to grip onto. After the pharmacy dispenser eventually escaped the clutches of the river mole, the trio headed back to the car and parted ways. But 2 hours later, the dog owner messaged saying, "Hey, hope you're all right. Sorry about that." with two emojis, but a traumatised Lizzie didn't reply, and she now believes he's blocked her. Lizzie said, "I got out and asked if my makeup was okay, and he was like, yes, it's fine. When I looked into the mirror at home, I had mud all over my face." We walked past quite a few families and they looked at me like, "Well, what the hell have you been doing?" He was like, "I was going to go in. You didn't need to do that. I was going to empty my pockets and then lie down in the bank and pull him out." I guess he was trying to be logical, whereas I was there thinking the dog was drowning. I needed to get the dog out.
Lizzie was practical.
Thank God I didn't like him. It would have been horrific if I did. He looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. He had the same haircut. And that's how the article ends.
It's one of my favourite news from the North. It's one of my favourite ones ever. It's got everything. It's got a dog.
It's got everything.
It's got peril.
But also,
the flight attendant.
True. There is a video of her. Oh God, she's covered. She's covered. It does look a small heel on the boot, I will say. It does look a small heel.
Oh my God, how glorious. This is just...
Oh my
I mean, my news from the north, I don't know if we should even bother because I don't think we're going to get any better. News from the north doesn't get any better than that. This is simply Cheshire Chippies named in 50 best fish and chip shops in the UK. Two Cheshire Chippies have been named in the top 50 fish and chip shops in the UK. Hooked on the Heath in Knutsford, along with the Fish Bar in Crewe, were among the lucky winners in the Fry Awards 2021. The winners were decided following unannounced mystery dining visits. Shops were marked on more than 40 aspects of their business, from the quality of the food and customer service to their social media presence and COVID-safe practices. Food remained the main focus, with all outlets assessed on the flakiness of the fish, the crispiness of the chips, and the crunch of the batter, alongside value for money. Despite the challenges and restrictions posed by COVID, entrants didn't let standards slip, with the benchmark to pass as set at 97% for takeaways and 92% for mobiles, the highest in the awards history. God, they didn't care about the pandemic. Commenting on this year's awards, Rhys Head, competition organiser, said, "Without doubt, the last 12 months have been tough for fish and chip operators, and many have not dealt with the level of this crisis management before. Allowed to operate during the pandemic, there was a lot they had to implement in a very short space of time to operate in a COVID-safe manner. Many takeaways had to flip their business to click and collect and delivery, serve at the door, introduce card payments, and work in much smaller teams. Likewise, mobile units introduced pre-orders and added new routes and additional vans to keep the nation fed. During a time of uncertainty, these operators have helped maintain a sense of normality. They've been at the heart of their communities with a smile on their face and hot food in their hands. And the fact that we had our highest pass mark ever is a testament to their hard work and dedication, and we'd like to congratulate each and every one of them." Now, what we like, really, is a kind of a fun fish and chip shop name, isn't it?
Oh, big
That's
time.
What we really enjoy. So I've got the top 50 here, which I won't read out, but I'm just going to pick a few highlights. So I think you're going to really enjoy this one in Holyhead in Anglesey. Chippy Chippy. That's what that is.
Chippy Chippy's great.
Chippy Chippy is really good. Chish and Fit. That's in Norwich, yep, in Norfolk
good.
There. Very, very good.
That's probably how they legitimately think it's spelled.
Yeah, that's it. Fish and Fritz, I enjoyed a lot.
Oh my God, I love Fish and Fritz.
Yeah, Fish and Fritz in Dorset, fantastic. Fridays, very good. Obviously spelt F-R-Y, Fridays of Kendal. That's in Kendal, Cumbria. Let's have a look. My Place. Very, very popular. Any use of the word place. My Place Fish and Chips. That's also in Norfolk. Norfolk proving very, very popular.
I think we had one near us called the Codfather.
Yeah.
That was a very popular one.
Yeah, that is, isn't it? The Friary. Enjoying that.
Oh, the Friary's great.
The Friary's very good. That's in County Antrim. The Little Chippy. Also enjoying that a lot. But I think this is a perfect one to end on. The Shire Fryer, which is in Shrewsbury, Shropshire. So there we are, Fryer. Enjoying that very, very much. Jules, would you like a hypothetical question?
Yes.
If, Jules, hypothetically, you died, it starts off morbid, but wait.
Oh yeah, great.
And you had to choose one place to haunt for the rest of eternity. Where would you choose to haunt?
It's
literally
so funny.
It would be your new haunt, just to say.
Oh, very good. You've been waiting to say that. Sometimes, when Dutch and I, we have quite dark conversations, I do say that I'll haunt him. If I went suddenly and tragically, I'd hang around.
Yeah.
I'd be hanging around, moving things about.
Not finished yet. You can just imagine you rearranging things, rearranging the soft furnishings. That's what you'd do.
still there fluffing the cushions.
Yes.
That would be me haunting. Well, sometimes actually at home, I do open all the cupboard doors and leave it.
That's horrible.
And so when he walks in,
oh my God,
and he's
that's
like,
a horrible thing to do. Do you know, our cellar door, something keeps happening with our cellar door. And like, I've come down a few times in the last couple of weeks and it's been ajar. And it's obviously like something with the air. I don't know, something, the wind's caught
it or
something.
Yeah, because in the cellars, ours does it and it blows the door open.
It blows the door open. But it is a bit freaky because it's dark to see that cellar door open.
In the morning, we have, you know, roles and responsibilities. And I go down and get our SimProof and then bring it back up. And I make the coffee at the same time. And Dutch, obviously, the night before had put the flap over the thing that you set the heating on. And I walked past it in the morning and it flapped open.
Oh.
And I was like, oh! It was awful. Where would I haunt? I think I'd like to be in a hotel. I think because you can have a really good snoop around then. All sorts goes on in hotels. And, you know, I could just sit and casually be part. You know, what about if there was like crime investigations or, you know, illicit conversations? I could just lurk around and, you know, make the room very cold as they were turning the heating up and, you know, all that kind of thing. Maybe the Ritz, actually. Maybe I'll just mess on myself there.
Also, it could become a bit of a draw for guests. People like a haunted hotel. People come for miles to stay the night, don't they? And imagine that. Yeah.
I think they'd enjoy it if they knew it was haunted by me. This isn't any old ghost. This isn't so. This is the ghost that fluffs pillows.
Can anyone smell incense? Can anyone smell incense wafting through?
Yeah.
So you're going with the Ritz, and I think it's an excellent choice, darling. I really do. I think it's sensational. Also, you could be really mean if guests were very rude. If you had some really unpleasant guests, you could think, right, you're for it tonight.
Oil up the balustrades.
Yeah,
that's kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, Portslade crew, we adore you for listening. And I think I speak for both Jules and I when I say we needed the podcast today. We really, really needed to just come on and chat and be silly. Please, please write to us. We love hearing from you. The address is
The Portslade Crew HQ,
P.O. Box
66747. London,
NW5 9GH. Wonderful. We do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
This is an affirmation that I'm going to really carry with me today.
Great.
Asking to be treated right does not make you high maintenance or unreasonable.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.